From this time, all went well with me for 2 years, but it was not to last. One day, as I stood on the hill, I saw 6 boats on the shore. What could this mean? Where were the men who had brought them? And what had they come for? I saw through my glass that there were 50 at least on the east side of the isle. They had meat on the fire, round which I could see them dance. They then took a man from one of the boats, who was bound hand and foot. But when they loosed his bonds, he set off as fast as his feet would take him, and in a straight line to my house. To tell the truth, when I saw all the rest of the men run to catch him, my hair stood on end with fright. In the creek he swam like a fish, and the plunge which he took brought him through it in a few strokes. All the men now gave up the chase but 2, and they swam through the creek. But they were by no means such good swimmers as the slave. Now, I thought, was the time to help the poor man, and my heart told me it would be right to do so. I ran down with my 2 guns, and went with all speed up a hill, and then down by a short cut to meet them. I gave a sign to the poor slave to come to me, and at the same time went up to meet the 2 men who were in chase of him. I made a rush at the first of these, struck at him with the stock of my gun, and he fell. I saw the one who was left stop and aim at me with his bow. So, to save my life, I aimed carefully and shot him dead.